Boy, do I have a special announcement today. Really, really special. And it's coming right up. Slow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
I've been hemming and hawing and hitting around for a couple of months now, and I had something new up my sleeve. I mentioned that I have begun writing a new book, and that I've been feeling sort of winds of change turn me into new directions. So I've taken a lot of time and played with my ideas, and feel like what is coming out is pretty special, and I'm now willing to share it with you. So many of you know, for 15 years or more, I have been teaching flow dreaming. Wrote a couple of books about it, translated in multiple languages, 600 and something or other podcasts around it, hours and hours and hours of teaching, not to mention Me School and the hundreds of flow dreams on flowdreaming.com. And all of flow dreaming has been a way for me to explore and help you explore how we use non-physical self to make things in our life. Right? That's what manifesting is. That's what law of attraction actually is. How do I make something? How do I make my future? What can I do to bring it into being? So I've invested a lot of my discovery over the years into understanding that. And then, of course, sharing it with you through all the flow dreaming materials. But now I'm going to be looking at another side of making things. And like I do with many words, I'm going to turn the word make into a verb and a noun and an adjective and all of the above. Because the new program that I'm unrolling is called Born to Make and the Born to Make membership. And I'm going to tell you why I am doing this. I had some good deep inner looks at myself. And I realized that of all the things I do that I think are unique, you know, a unique gift to the world, and isn't that kind of what we're all looking for? Like, what do I do or give that is just me? It's me. Only I can do it. And here's how I do it. And maybe other people will love it, and maybe they won't, but it's me. It's what makes me special. Flow dreaming, certainly one of them. My empathic intuitive skills, sure, that's another one. But another defining quality of mine that I never have talked about, never really shared because it was such a, well, too easy, you know, duh, it's just a part of me, why would anybody care, right? Usually those are the most important parts. They're so obvious to us that we assume no one else would care. And I realized, well, other people do care because they ask me, Summer, how have you made so many things in your life? Like you've made multiple companies. You make flow dreams. You make newsletters. You make schools. You make programs. You make. You're always making something. You're always making something else is coming out. Like how have you been able to take all those ideas, all that good stuff in you, and actually get it out, birthed into the world? How are you so productive? And I looked at it and I thought, well, I don't know that I'm very productive. It's just me. And then I realized, no, actually, this is something. The ability to have an idea, to have a gift, and then actually translate it into something material you can hold in your hand and give to the world, that is something. And what I took for granted as, well, I just figure it out and I just know how and I don't know, it's just part of me. I realize now is not a universal feeling. In fact, most people, and again, I keep hearing Wayne Dyer in my head right now. He must have said this dozens of times. during our years together with our radio show, he would always say, don't die with your music still in you. Don't die with your music still in you. Right? That's ingrained in my head. So I have been a furiously productive little maker over the last couple of decades because I have music in me and it needs to be made into something. So I've made my music, Wayne, into the equivalent of cassette decks or cassette tapes, VHS tapes, CDs, downloads, MP3s, you know, et cetera, all the way, every possible container for my gifts, my music, I've pretty much explored. There's a few exceptions, but I've explored a lot. And one thing I've learned over all this time is there are certain kinds of containers that are best for certain kinds of material and certain kinds of people. So stay with me here. I've been noticing over the last few years this tremendous sense of overwhelm going on around me and sometimes in me. This pressure, I've got all these things I'm making in all these different forms and formats. And I feel like every darn person and coach and teacher anymore and program on the internet is telling me, you should make a book, or you should make an audience first, or you should make a list of people first, or you should make a podcast, or you should make this online program, or you should make, and everybody has an idea of what I should be making and then how I should be distributing it. And it's deafening. It's so noisy. And it's cluttering and clearing away for a lot of us all the clarity that we're desperately seeking. There is too much. Everyone is throwing their ideas of how you should get your music into the world out there. And so many of us are scurrying around, running from one thing to the next, thinking, who do I follow and what's the right thing? And I tried this and I stopped halfway and it must be my fault. It's just me. Or I tried doing that, but I don't even like doing that. You know, I don't like building communities and I'm the last person who should be on Facebook, but everybody's saying you've got to be on Facebook. And so I'm trying to make that right. All the clarity, the beauty that we have in our music is getting pulled in 1,000 directions and we're lost and paralyzed. Oftentimes, or we start and stop, pick up a half a dozen things and never finish them. Then we blame ourselves. And I got to thinking, this is wrong. This is so wrong. This is not how we get our music out into the world. This is not how we deliver our gifts. So how do we do it? Isn't there a way to pull back and look at the bigger picture? And the bigger picture is, one, I identify my gift. I start to play with it. And your gift, by the way, we'll start with just the thing that you like to do, the thing that you want to do more of, and the thing that you want to share. We'll find that. Followed by, what's the best container for it? Let's survey everything that's out there, because my friends, it's only going to get more crowded. With every new startup that pops up in Silicon Valley and new technology that comes out, you're going to have more and more options for what your make, what your music should look and feel and act like, plus more options for how it should be delivered. So I took this giant step back and I looked at myself and I said, here's the thing. Fundamentally, now we're tying it back to the beginning here. Fundamentally, I'm a maker. I make lots of things. I make it non-physically in flow, but I also make them physically. Over and over. And I thought, gosh, I scratched my head. Am I a business coach? Maybe that's what I should be doing. And I thought, no, I don't want to do that. There's a lot of business coaches out there, and they're going to share with you their particular idea of how you should make your make. And again, there's thousands of ideas. I want to go a little further back than that. I want to look at things from the perspective of, here are all the ways you can develop your idea. Here is the clarity you can find while you make it. Here is the easiest, fastest road that fits you, your unique brand. This means I can't sell anyone on my particular way of making things because it may not be what fits you. The bigger question we all need to answer right now is, I have music to get out. What shape, form, container, format, way of getting it out there should I choose? Then I skill up in that. and there's 1,000 programs that are going to teach you how to skill up in these things. But you can't take those programs till you know what is right. And every time you start to develop the thing and figure out what you're making and how you're getting it out there, you reach new levels of now what's right, now what's right. This is the meta question. And this is what is going to shut down all of the yelling and screaming and the noise and the confusion. If we don't learn this, then our futures in this informational world we're in, it's just going to be wading through just gobs of stuff and never knowing what's right for you. So Born to Make is a membership. And the primary focus of it is, how do I make my music? What format should it take? What's the ideal distribution outlet for me? Right? How do I not just make it, but have people hear it? Because believe me, building an audience is also a form of making, right? You shift from making a thing or making a coaching company or making a whatever it is, your side gig, to making an audience, making exposure. It's all a form of making, and even making an audience thousands of different ways. Which way is you? So Born to Make is supporting you in your quest to become fully realized, not just internally, not just in your personal growth, right? That's the flow dreaming aspect of it, but in your physical life. This leads to all the results you're looking for, right? You need money? Well, it's not just about clambering around finding another job. Sometimes it is. If that's what you want to make a better job, make it. But oftentimes, it's some bigger question. No, I've got to make something that's more meaningful to me. I need to make meaning. Born to Make wraps all the big questions together. Life purpose. How do I start this? How do I make other people hear me? How do I stay clear and relaxed and clean through the whole thing so I'm not drawn off into every group and info, you know, product out there that's trying to sell me their particular thing? Like, how do I make the right choices? Born to Make is going to be my exploration of all of this. And believe me, I don't have this all put down yet, not even close. But I'm willing to go on this journey and discover this stuff. And I'm betting some of you will want to as well. Because I know from having taught Me School now for a good 5 years, that's always a question that comes up. What do I make? What do I do with this? How do I make this in my life? How do I just take it out of my head and see it in results around me? More money, better relationships, better home. You can make a relationship. That can be your make right now. I want a stellar relationship. It's not just business. Though there is a business emphasis because a lot of us need to make money. What we really are making is security. So we talk about all of this. It's going to be very exciting. I have a tagline for it. I'll share it with you. Actually, I've got 2 taglines. We'll see which one ends up being the winner in the end. But I'm calling it Born to Make, Bite Size Business, Woo, Wealth, and Mindset for Spiritual Entrepreneurs. Right? Sound like you? No lack, no fear, all ease, all flow. I like that one too. So Born to Make is going to evolve. But I do know that it's going to be packed with people who are doing things, trying to get things built off the ground, made art out of their heart. Maybe it's your book. Maybe it is a song. Maybe it is a side gig. It can be anything. And here's what we're going to do. Born to Make is, I wish I had a drum roll side effect. And side effect? Sound effect. There is a drum roll side effect. Born to Make is going to be a very, very inexpensive membership. Me School is like, you know, the holy grail. It's the whole tamale. Born to Make, though, I realize has to be created in such a way that you will never feel behind in it. You won't feel that you're failing or that you don't have time for it. It cannot be that for you. Instead, it has to feel like it walks into my life at just the right time. It's organically at all the places I'm already in. I don't have to set this time aside and go find stuff and go through materials, which, let's face it, after 6 months or a year, a lot of us get lazy, And I've seen this. So Born to Make is going to be there for you in all the places you already are. That's my number one goal. And inexpensive. Currently, I'm pricing it at $49 per month, which is very inexpensive. I mean, less than your gym, I'm hoping. Very, less than, you know, a meal out, something like that. And the ways that you're going to get material from Born to Make, it's going to come in your inbox where you can watch a video straight from there. It will be perhaps coming to you through text. It's going to be reaching you through maybe Facebook, where you perhaps already are. And the only time you're going to have to go to any kind of program website is if you're really looking and searching for something that we did a few months ago and you want to grab that thing and redo it again. But otherwise, it's just going to show up for you and you can either open your email or not. But it's there and it's easy and it just slips in and fits into your life. That is the support. I'm going all organic on this and trying something very different. I don't even know any of my peers who are building a delivery system like this right now. So we're going to explore that together. Now, what do you get in Born to Make? Because this is an overview. I am playing around with lots of different types of material. And I probably won't settle on any particular one type until we're a few months in together. But I do know it's going to include a lot of different ways of looking at things. For instance, you might be watching a live video feed of me in Facebook for 30 minutes, where perhaps I'm talking about an aspect of making, and I'm talking about it from a physical standpoint, do this, then do this, then do this, you know, all those done for you kind of things where I say, look, we're going to talk about making an audience or making a plan or, you know, making something, whatever it may be. And I'll record it there for you, and you can show up for it or not. And if you don't, it'll be on Facebook the next time you see it. Maybe I'll have a guest interview, someone else who I think has done a really good job getting their music out into the world. And you know by music, I mean your gift, your thing, your passion, your purpose. They found it and how they found it and then what they did with it and what form they put it in, what kind of container they're giving it to the world in, as a book or as a course or as a new wellness center that they're opening. Maybe I'll even do a makeover of one of you guys, one of my members. You'll say, Summer, I am trying to make this. I don't know what form it should be in. I don't know, you know, what's the best way? And we'll work through that. Like, well, how do you like to connect? What kind of person are you? What makes your heart, you know, light up and what doesn't? And why are you listening to those people telling you to do something, to build something that you don't even want to do? Why are you doing that? Do you think that's going to be successful? Maybe we will do a case study. Maybe I'll look at one of you who are currently making something and you can come and share. This is how I've done it. And this is what's been successful. I'm going to be calling these our maker bites, by the way. Little bites that support your make and help you hone in every month on what you're making and creating. I don't know. To me, this sounds incredibly exciting. How to finally get that thing out, made, built, created, right? Not start and stop and start and stop and try one thing and have it fail. No. We want to move all past that. And I'm going to show you exactly what I've done when I decided I'm going to make an audio meditation. I'm going to make a book. I'm going to make an online web shop. I'm going to make Flow Dreams. I'm going to make a podcast. I'm going to make a retreat. I'm going to make, right? I'll share with you all the different things I've made. We're also going to be looking at things like mindset pieces, supporting you, supporting your vision, making sure you're not getting cluttered and wasting money on things you don't need to buy, because you don't even know if they're your correct format for your make yet. We might even reach out to you via text. I think that would be so cool, right? Some fun little texts each month. Hey, here's a little reminder about who you are, what you're doing. And sometimes you might even get a flow dream, right? And this is where a lot of you who are flow dreamers, you're wondering, where's the flow dreaming in all of this? Well, look, I never make anything unless I'm making it non-physically as well, unless I'm making it emotionally as well. That's part of making for me. So we're marrying physical making and non-physical making together in one. Bingo. So you're going to be getting these little bits of support month after month after month. Sometimes you'll have a chance to interact with me. Sometimes you won't, because there'll be something really stellar, a great piece of content that I've dug up that I want to share with you instead. But we're all going to be in this together. We're all going to be doing this together. You're going to be in a group of people, and you're going to watch as some people say, I found it. This is working. This is really, really working. And you'll be able to get a sense of, huh, is that the one that works for me? So Born to Make, again, is supporting a person who is intensely excited by the act of creating something, something in their life that's creative, that's them, that you put your soul out into. And maybe it is a new line of work or a new company that you're going to build for yourself, an entrepreneurial enterprise. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a charity. Again, maybe it's a relationship. What are you making? What's the right shape or form? How is it going to feed you? And how do you let yourself go into it? Oof. These, I know, all sound like big questions, but what I really want to encourage you to do is just take a chance, go check it out, see if it makes sense to you, and try it for a couple of months. And please, please recognize the price point that I'm putting on right now may change as the months go on. I'm starting it very low because you guys are all in the make with me right now, right? We're making this together in the beginning. But ultimately, you're coming into Born to Make, and you're going to walk into just tons of resources, everything that you need there, months and months and months of material. That is the idea and the goal. So go check it out on my website. It's flowdreaming.com/born-to-make. flowdreaming.com/born-to-make. Again, it's a monthly membership. I'm going to make it even like better. You know, you can cancel anytime, right? There's no contract. There's nothing holding you in. I really just want to have a really happy group of people who all want to be here together, as passionate as I am about expressing myself in the world, and who really want to hear all the ways that I've done so. I've built several multi-million-dollar either companies or divisions of companies. And as you know, prior to becoming the queen of flow dreaming, I was art director at Hay House, where I learned how to make so many other things, books and card decks and calendars and webinars and podcasts and radio shows and, right? So all these different forms of expression we get to play with until you find something that says, oh, this is me. And then once you find that, the next step is, now my next make is, who am I going to share it with? I'm going to make that exposure. I'm going to make that audience. And that should be just as pleasurable for you. Shouldn't be the thing that you're making that's always so fun. It should also be the group or the tribe of people that surround you that are equally fun and exciting, which is kind of what I'm doing with you guys right now. You're my tribe. I'm making you. Come make with me. So that's it. Go check it out. And I really appreciate you listening to this special sort of introductory segment about it. I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of stuff in your inbox coming to you, explaining it. And I'll probably do some special maybe online seminar or some sort of project where I bring you all together and we talk about it even more. But in the meantime, come on in. Born to Make is not going to be something open that's year-round for joining. Last little note. If you see that Born to Make is open, join. Join. Having something open all year round takes a lot of effort. And in the beginning, I'm going to open the doors to it, and I'm going to give everybody a chance to flow in, and then I'm closing the doors because I have to focus on what am I giving you and what do you guys want and need. And again, like I said, you, my initial group, we are making this together. It's so exciting. It's kind of like the beginning of how Me School was when I was first making that program with my original group of Me Schoolers. I learned so much from them, and I can't wait to learn from you too. So when you see the doors open, Jump in. Remember, you can cancel anytime, so there's no long-term thing. But if you don't come in, it may be months or longer until you can come in again. So that said, love you guys, and thank you for joining me for this kind of special announcement episode of Flow Dreaming. And I'll be back next time with more of our regular Flow Dreaming podcasts. Take care.